Richard Cordray and Mike DeWine tussled over health care, drug sentencing laws, and support for local government in their third gubernatorial debate Monday night. IdeaStream's Nick Castell has this recap of the debate at Cleveland State University.
Democratic candidate Richard Cordray and Republican Mike DeWine revisited several disagreements in their hour-long debate at Cleveland State University, their final one before voting begins. DeWine, the state attorney general, criticized Cordray for supporting Issue 1, which would reduce penalties for drug possession. He portrayed Cordray as isolated on the proposed constitutional amendment. The former Consumer Financial Protection Bureau director replied that Issue 1 was just one way to reform Ohio's criminal justice system, and he supported others, too.
Mike DeWine has been the chief law enforcement officer of the state, and his allies in the legislature have done nothing on this. We will have a hard time with criminal justice reform the way he's demagoguing Issue 1. You'd think Issue 1 was the only issue in this race. There's many issues in this race.
Cordray has assailed DeWine over health care, and last night he renewed that attack. He said DeWine's lawsuit over the Affordable Care Act, if successful, would have rendered useless the government's rules protecting people with pre-existing conditions. DeWine argued that he did support insurance coverage for pre-existing conditions. He just didn't support Obamacare.
Rich, you just think that Obamacare is so wonderful and that that's the only way that anyone could have coverage of pre-existing illness. That's simply not true. Many Ohioans didn't like Obamacare in regard to taking away the rights to be able to pick your doctor, the individual mandate.
Asked about Ohio's abundant rainy day fund, DeWine acknowledged complaints from local governments that state cuts had hurt them. But he stopped short of saying he would restore the assistance that the Kasich administration reduced.
What I'm not going to do is come in here and do what Mr. Cordray has done, and that's promise everything in the world to everybody. We don't know where that budget is going to be.
Cordray reiterated a long-made Democratic promise to reverse the cuts.
The first person who presents a budget next year is going to be the governor, and I know where that budget is going to be. I am going to be working to restore local government funds in Ohio.
The two men found a couple areas of agreement, saying students face too many standardized tests. They also both pledged to increase state support for early childhood education. The debate moderators also asked the candidates about an issue that's weighed on Cleveland in recent years, public transportation. The Greater Cleveland Regional Transit Authority has been struggling with financial problems, and officials in Northeast Ohio have often urged the state to give transit more money. DeWine said he would listen to local officials.
We will listen to what the leadership of Cleveland, for example, says about that. One of the big problems that we see is people who live in one area, but their jobs are another. They are poor. They do not have the transportation.
Cordray promoted an infrastructure spending plan.
We will put a bonded finance package on the ballot for the voters to approve. They've approved infrastructure four times in the last 30 years. Revolutionary, for the first time, we will support public transit as part of that.
The Green and Libertarian parties had protested their exclusion from the debate stage. The Ohio Debate Commission proposed another forum at the City Club of Cleveland. Only the Green Party candidate has agreed to take part. This was the last agreed-upon debate for the two major party candidates. On stage, Cordray proposed a fourth in Toledo. DeWine didn't take him up on the offer. Election day is November 6th, but ballots will start to trickle in soon. Today is the voter registration deadline. Early voting starts tomorrow. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.